Our boy Al is glowing back there because he's a Toronto guy. He's a Leaf fan, and I don't think he's ever spoke with Matt Sundin before. I don't know if there was any back and forth or chit chat. Matt's might be all business, but
Matt's doesn't care who Al is.
You don't think so?
Nope.
You want to bring in your guy here?
Matt's, how are you, buddy? Where have you been traveling? Give me some info about the latest vacations.
I miss you, my friend. It's a long way from the Baltic Sea to where you are right now, my friend.
I know. Any good trips though? Any interesting things you've done?
I took the whole family down to South Africa a couple of weeks ago, and I sent you a nice text message from there. But
yeah,
it's not like Canada. I miss being home in Canada as well, my friend.
Well, what has to happen to get you back here? If the Leafs win a round, two rounds, when are we going to see you in Toronto?
I'll be over there soon, actually. But I just actually got a message also from Hockey Hall of Fame. So I'll be part of the celebrations there next fall as well. But I wish I could come up more often, but the kids are 6, 4, and 2 years old, and we're really busy. So everything is in full motion over here as well.
That sounds like a fun flight to South Africa with a 6-year-old, a 4-year-old, and a 2-year-old, Matt. That sounds relaxing.
And it's only 15-hour flight, too, from Sweden. So we had a great time there. That was not much vacation.
Yeah, those flights are tough.
Oh, my God.
Those are tough. With Matt Sundin. The O-Dog outed a detail out earlier this hour, because today the Leafs had their outdoor practice, and they held it at City Hall, and they took the TTC. They actually got into their gear at Scotiabank and then jumped on the train at Union and went up to Osgood and got out and walked in, and they were practicing outside. There was a big crowd. And I was going to ask you, and I guess I'll ask you, and then we'll get to the rest of the story. Have you ever been on the TTC? Did you ever ride in the TTC? And if so, were you ever in full equipment?
Definitely never in any equipment, hockey gear. But I think I did ride it once or twice, but not too often, obviously. But that was it. That's a great initiative. I wish I was part of that, actually, when they did that.
Yeah, it was pretty cool seeing the pictures and the videos today. Yeah,
the reason it came up, Weed, is because I told him one of your favorite restaurants is Red Lobster. So I said, you're a regular dude. You like Red Lobster, so you would have ridden the TTC.
Many times, my friend. Many times.
Is a restaurant, would that be the go-to spot for people noticing you and fans coming up to you? Would it be a restaurant, convenience store, grocery store? Where would you be bothered the most in Toronto?
Well, I don't ever say that I was really bothered. You know, I think the best thing about playing in Toronto, I think, is that if you're part of the Maple Leafs, really, no matter how the team is doing, you know, the media, obviously there's always commotion going on there, but as a player for the Toronto Maple Leafs, if you walk down the street and you're actually part of that team, the people and the fans and the people in the city of Toronto always treated you with so much respect. Way too much than you actually deserve, but my years in Toronto was great, and I'm blessed to had the chance to be part of that team for so many years.
Weed, Austin Matthews just signed a big contract. When you jump from kind of the 2 or 3 million and you go up to 10, like, does it make you change your, like, do you think about it, or is it just like, you know what, I'm good enough, that's why I have this contract, I don't have to think about doing anything different or appeasing different people, it's just what I do is what I do? I mean, does it come into your mind, or how does that work?
Well, I think you know a whole lot about that too. I think any players, I think, that are in professional sports, I think the biggest drive that we all have, I don't think it matters if you make $3 million or $10 million. It's about, we all try to be as good as we can be. And I think, so I don't think that's any difference at the end of the day. I don't think you can become a $10 million player by thinking this is my goal to make that kind of money in my career. The thing that makes you become a $10 million player a year is the passion you have for your sport, the love you have for the game, and obviously a talent and a drive there that makes you very exceptional as a player. So I think all of that, and then at the end of the day, I don't think a player at his age as well just worried about going out there, having fun, and being as good as you can be, and also keep developing and improving as a player. That's what you think about, to be honest with you. And obviously, with the more money, there comes more pressure. But I think as a player in your career, you put so much pressure on yourself trying to be as good as you can be. So I don't think I think for most players at that point, it actually helps them grow their confidence and make it even better. That's my opinion.
With Matt Sundin.
Matt, I don't know how closely you're following this, but as you know, Auston Matthews just signed his contract, and now Mitch Marner is the next Leaf that they got to get under contract. And his agent, Darren Ferris, has come out and said, you know, we're not going to negotiate during the season. It's too much of a distraction. We're going to wait until after the season, which, of course, has caused a bigger distraction because now Mitch Marner just gets asked all the time about this contract and how much it's going to take. And the more points that Mitch puts up, it seems like the number keeps getting higher and higher and higher. So just what is it? Is it a distraction to not have a contract signed, to sign a contract during the season, considering that the agent is the one that does the work anyways? Is it more of a distraction to have your media always talking to you about it? Or is it not any of the above? The media and all the talk is just noise that happens outside of the bubble that hockey players actually live in.
I think the guys are in their bubbles for sure. I think if you look at the Toronto Maple Leafs, this is what a great problem to have when you have not one player that are looked upon as a possible franchise player. You have three or four here as of your forwards. Wow, you know, that's a very unique situation. I mean, and both me and I know Jeff can vouch for that. That doesn't come around every year, not even one team in the National Hockey League. So that's a great position for the Toronto Maple Leafs and the Maple Leaf fans to be in. Saying that, though, I mean, I think media, obviously, there is a great story there to see how these guys also measure up against each other. But in the dressing room, if I was a coach or a GM, I like that situation because there's always going to be a bit of competition between these guys. And when we have competition, usually the guys perform better. So, but as a player, I don't think Mitch and I think his agent really handles it well. I think the contracts will happen when it happens, and I don't think it's going to affect his play. I would say, if and it's already proven to be that kind of player, it's just going to make him better, knowing that, you know, if he keeps performing the way he has, he'll get the money he deserves. And they're so young and so early in their career, they're going to make more money than they can spend either way.
We'll see about that. You never know. With Matt Sundin, the biggest contract impasse of the year was with William Nylander, and he was over in Sweden, and obviously a Swedish guy himself. At any point during his impasse, when he was negotiating the deal and back home in Sweden, did you come across him? Did you talk with him at all? Any interactions with William Nylander?
No, I didn't. Unfortunately, not. But it, obviously, I'm happy for him that it eventually was solved. I think, you know, he's fortunate to be in a team and surrounded by teammates that we talked about right now, like Matthews and Marner and Tavares. It's an opportunity that I think both me and Jeff can agree on. Doesn't come around for a whole lot of players in the National Hockey League, and many players play for many, many years without having a chance to be surrounded by players like that. So I'm happy for him because he's going to hopefully have a chance to play for the Toronto Maple Leafs for many more years. He'll have a chance to win championships and be around some really great players.
Mats, what was the excitement? You guys had some really good teams. Unfortunately, the teams we were on, we didn't make the playoffs, but when you had some deep runs with the Leafs, what was the excitement level heading into the playoffs when you were one of those teams? I mean, we're talking about the NBA, the NHL, teams that have a legitimate chance. What was the excitement level within the group, like knowing that, you know, the fan base and everybody's going to have the opportunity to have some success in the playoffs here?
Yeah. And there's no doubt it's a huge difference to be a contender in the city of Toronto and being a contender in a smaller market where hockey is not the number one thing. So to have that opportunity in Toronto and going into throughout the regular season and then obviously going into playoffs and have that momentum built as you go into the first and second and third round, it's very, very unique situation. And I mean, all of us, I'm sure all of you, it's really tough to imagine what would happen with the City of Toronto when the city finally wins the Stanley Cup. And
they'll burn the city down, Matt. They will burn the city to the ground.
we want to see it, don't know. But I mean, and you look at the lineup and you look at the team that Toronto has now, there's going to be great opportunities for many years. So it's a great position for the Toronto Maple Leaf fans and for the organization.
I got good news, Big Weed. I'm coming to the Baltic Sea this summer, and I'm not kidding.
I'm waiting for you here. Did you finally get rid of your fear of flying?
Yes, I did, and I'm coming to the Baltic Sea in July, so you better be there. Make my bed. Have it ready.
I'm going to be your home, my friend. It's always ready. You have my guest room. It's always sitting there for you, Jeff.
All right, brother. Thank you for doing this.
Thanks, guys.
Matt Sundin, your guy, living large in Sweden.